This past May, a 3-year-old boy fell into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo. Out of fear for the young boy's life, the zoo made the tough call to kill Harambe, an endangered silverback gorilla. WYPR's Zoe Mitchell reports on how officials at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore reacted.
The morning after the incident in Cincinnati, Don Hutchinson, CEO and president of the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore, called a meeting with his critical staff.
I gave some direction to our facilities manager and our safety manager. They put together a group of folks to walk around the campus to make a determination as to whether or not we were secure in all places. And we absolutely saw some things that we needed to improve. Now we are paying a little bit more attention to how parents and children are interacting at each exhibit.
It's not unusual for visitors to disregard safety measures in zoos, but the Maryland Zoo hasn't had any incidents in the past 40 years. Hutchinson says, by zoo standards, the Maryland Zoo has an up-to-date infrastructure as well as thorough zookeeper training to prevent and react to incidents like the one in Cincinnati.
A good part of our training goes to keeper safety. What do the keepers need to do to keep them safe when they're dealing with an exotic wild animal that brings danger to their workplace?
But it's still a difficult decision to kill any animal. Hutchinson says it depends on the moment and the urgency of the situation. In Cincinnati, he says, they made the right call.
It's an awful decision to have to make, and it's unfortunate that they were forced into that position, and they've triggered a chain reaction.
Killing the gorilla to protect the boy raised questions of conservation versus public safety. Visitors at the Maryland Zoo struggled with answering those questions. Here's Kelly Canode, a Glen Burnie resident and mother of a 4-year-old girl.
You want the safety of the animal. We're here to enjoy their beauty, but are you hurting them or are we helping them? I'm not quite sure.
And Baltimore resident David Arnold had a similar thought.
People can argue on both sides, and because it's a contended issue, then the real question comes down to, you place human life over animal life.
Hutchinson says conservation is the focus of most accredited zoos.
We are in the business of conservation. That's what we do. That's what the accredited zoos of this country do. And if we don't think that an elephant's valuable for the lifetime of this planet, then I think that we have a very narrow view of the world.
Conservation efforts are evident as the zoo recently hosted the African Penguin Species Survival Plan, where penguin experts match penguins with mates and discuss extinction prevention strategies. While conservation efforts continue, zoo officials must be up to date on new threats. A new sign with bright yellow words urging you to play safe greets you at the entrance.
Last week there was a lot of buzz about Pokemon Go because, first of all, a lot of us didn't quite know what it was. Secondly, we saw it come on the campus very quickly, and there were a lot of folks concerned about it. If they're going to have an icon close to an animal, is that person going to be foolish enough to try to get close? And instant communication and games like this is not something that we have to think about. It's here. And there's no reason for zoos not to quickly adapt.
Hutchinson says the zoo plans to keep an eye on the game and won't make any decisions about banning it unless there's a reason. He doesn't want to discourage anybody from visiting. While zoos have a long history of visitor and animal interaction, it never lessens the need for a glimpse at a lion, an elephant, or a gorilla. I'm Zoe Mitchell, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.